Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, guys, how are you doing today? Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you what, fall is upon us, so we're excited to have those that are tuning in, listening from wherever you are. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, a talk show that has a goal and a purpose to motivate, excite, and influence. And guess what? My guests are going to do just that today. So in the first segment, we are kicking off the top of the hour. Yes. We have a young lady hanging out with us in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic. Sophia Givens is joining us. Oh, my goodness. She released her first poetry book. She speaks. She has a spoken word CD called The Key, and she has her newest release, second book, Unborn, a novella. Yes. So you want to hear all about this dynamic young lady. And then you don't want to go anywhere because our second segment features an artist spotlight with Kenneth Walker. He is an amazing artist. He's a singer. He's a composer. He's an entrepreneur. He's a husband. He's a father. And he's going to be talking to us about his upcoming release, Embrace Your Worship. We've actually got a couple singles we're going to share with you during that segment, so we don't want you to move. We want you to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Matter of fact, jump on Twitter, tell them what you're listening to, and I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Go ahead and just retweet us. If you're on Facebook, hey there, facebook.com/Charvette. If we're not connected, just hit the follow button, and you'll find out everything going on with the show, and certainly charvette.com. Oh, big shout out to all of those that are listening from our mobile app as well. We certainly don't want to leave you out. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on in. Again, my first guest is coming up to the mic right now, Sophia Givens. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
You're doing good. All right. Yes. That's good. Because if you said you were doing bad, we would have an issue, right?
Right.
Great.
No, I'm great. Right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. All right. So let's kick this off. Talk about when you first realized that you were a writer. When did that come about?
Well, I never been much of a writer as a child. I've always been a book lover. So, you know, as I got older and I got serious about God, you know, he started making me aware of my gifts that he has given me. And, you know, he was, you know, basically like, if I have so much love for books, you don't even realize that you have books in you. So,
wow.
You know, he made aware of the gift, my gift of writing, and I just started writing ever since. You know, it's almost been 4 years now.
Oh, wow. And so you do poetry, and so is it easier or harder to write poetry?
Easier.
Oh, really?
It's easier because it's shorter, because I'm like the type of person where I just like, I'm straight to the point type of person. I really don't really go into detail about things, even though I am learning to do that, but I think it's easier to do poetry.
All right. See, I would think, oh my goodness, like all of the, you know, you've got to kind of rhyme, it's kind of got to flow, so that means you just have a natural gift. That's what that means.
Yeah. Yes.
So your first poetry book, She Speaks. How did you come up with that title?
She Speaks. Well, because I'm always known to be quiet, you know. I'm not much of a talker.
Mm-hmm.
So that title, She Speaks, you know, now people can see that, I do have opinions and I do have something to say. So that's where, you know, that's where She Speaks comes from.
Okay. And you know what? I think that's a good point. A lot of people may feel like they don't have a lot to say or they don't have much to say, but I think we all have something to contribute to the
right.
conversation of life, you know?
Right.
And so, interestingly enough, there's a review for someone that read She Speaks, and they said, this is a good book. Can't wait for the next book of poetry. It's full of inspiration, touching, and heartfelt. And that's Rose Lee on Amazon had that testimonial there. Did you get other types of similar testimonials from people that read She Speaks?
Yes. People love my writing, and they encourage it more. They encourage me to, you know, to keep writing, and they want to hear more about it. They say, you know, it encourages them. There and people that, you know, ask, oh, you know, how can I write a book? You know, because I really see a lot of people wanting to come out more to write their own books, and
yeah.
I find that encouraging, because by me doing it, you know, other people will want to come out and tell their stories.
Kudos to you. You're on the right track there by inspiring other people. All right, so how can listeners get a hold of She Speaks? Where can they purchase that?
It's on Amazon, and they can also go through my website, missgibbons.com.
All right, there you have it. And big shout out and shameless plug, website done by Mitchell Productions. So check it out. All right, so then you move on to your first spoken word CD. Now, describe when people hear the word spoken word, I think they may have different definitions just depending on what they've experienced. How do you define spoken word?
Spoken word really is more. Spoken word is really more emphasis in your delivery. It's more passion. It's more dramatic, I would say.
Okay, good. All right. So you have a spoken word CD. So in this case, you chose to actually record a CD, and I'm assuming that's because they really need to hear your voice with the delivery of it.
Yes.
And it's called The Key. All right. And so there are six tracks. Tell us about the six tracks that are on that spoken word project.
First of all, a couple of them was like Broken Silence and Lost Words. They were a couple of them was out of my poetry book, She Speaks. So I just I used a couple of those, and then a couple of new ones like The Epiphany and Rise. And really, I put all those together on the CD. And how I came up with The Key was because out of all of those pieces, towards the end of every piece, I always lead to Jesus or God, because the key of, you know, you go through a struggle, but mm-hmm. at the end of every struggle, then, you know, God brings you out of it. And it always leads up to, you know, God or Jesus to bring you through it, or to say that he's the one that you need.
All right, and he certainly is the key. He certainly is the key. Hey there, listeners. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. And we are talking to author and poet and spoken word artist. Oh, my goodness, Sophia Givens. Yes. Tell them how they can connect with you on all of your social media sites.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm mostly on those sites. You can even email me at sasgivens@aol.com if you have any questions about anything. You can just look up my name, Miss Givens as well. You can look that up and you'll be able to find me on all those sites.
All right, there you have it. Okay, so let's talk about the novella. And so you have the poetry book under your belt. You have the spoken word CD. So what transitioned you to say, let me write a novella?
Actually, Unborn was really supposed to be a spoken word piece. But I felt, you know, I felt a strong desire. I felt God leading me to write more than a spoken word piece. And I was able to elaborate a little bit more on that story. So I went ahead and did that. And I also, you know, wrote a spoken word piece as well to it, which is also in the book. And Unborn is just basically a story about, it's based on a true story, which is my story as when I was as I grew up as a teenager, and it surrounds the abortion that I had at the age of 18.
Oh wow! And so certainly that has to be a transparent moment to write about that. And was it a healing process in the writing?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I feel one of the reasons why, you know, God gave me this gift was for me to heal, because I, you know, as I write, I'm healing. Not only am I healing within myself, but I also can help others heal.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many people, I think, that deal with, you know, if they've had an abortion, can they say something to someone? Can they not say anything? And just all these types of feelings they don't know what to do with. So what would you say to, you know, a young lady that has gone through it and just really not knowing what to do? Do you have any advice for them?
I would say to not keep it in. You know, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I always let her know if there's anything bothering me, please don't hesitate to speak up. I want to sit here and try to understand, you know, what everything that she's gone through. I don't hide anything from her. I tell her, I tell her everything. I tell her why I did it, what I went through, why I don't want you to go through it. So I would tell, you know, another young lady that please go to someone a trusted person that you can rely on, and to please tell, you know, because keeping it inside can further along your inner wounds, and it's not good to hold it in. So just please tell anyone you can.
To get help and to get support. I think that it's
right.
That sounds like, you know, what I'm hearing is that there is support, and to make sure that you have support and that you don't go through it by yourself. Certainly.
Right.
Okay. So interestingly enough, on the cover image, I like the cover of Unborn. So you see this beautiful young lady. And she's kind of holding her stomach, and then you see behind her is a mirror of another young lady. She's got like a white dress on. Talk to us about that concept for the cover.
It was just a vision that I had of a lady, you know, looking in a rearview mirror of, I don't really know how to explain it. It was just, that's just what I seen. That was just what I seen in my vision. And, you know, someone said, you know, why you didn't put your picture in the front of it? And I felt as though I wanted to use this image to, you know, there's a lot of young readers that won't be quick to pick up a book that has an author picture.
Right.
On the cover, and I felt this picture would really attract the younger readers more.
Wonderful. And you know, I kind of look at it and see, and probably it's great discussion for a book club, you know, a book club question. What do you see, you know, when you look at this picture and based on this story, you know, maybe it's a young lady who has regrets. Maybe she's looking, you know, saying my life could have gone that way. And so, you know, just looking behind her and looking back of wondering how her life could go. So tell us how does the story open up? How does it, the book actually open up?
Well, I have a dedication that is for, because this book was written for my unborn, so it was a dedication that I have called Unborn. It's a spoken word piece that I have.
Oh.
That it opens up with the spoken word piece that I've written.
Wonderful. Would you like to share any of that on air with the listeners?
Sure.
All right. Go right ahead. Take it away.
The weight of this guilt won't leave me alone, stuck with a burden I despise. I thought I was able to shove it under the rug, out of sight, out of mind, but it creeps up every time. When I see a movie on the subject matter, I wonder how old you may be now, questioning if I'm truly forgiven or what God allowed. Can't blame him, though. I made the choice. Didn't even give you a chance to have a voice. Which leaves me lost at words to describe the pain I feel not having you here. Tears can't even explain the fear you may have felt leaving before your time. Probably wonder how all of a sudden you're taken away from your mother's lifeline. I committed a crime. I had enough battles in my mind about what I did was fine. Then come the realization it wasn't. I'm not God. I should have not acted as though I was, but through this mistake, God still showed me love. I came to him broken in need of being fixed. This is when he showed me I am not to quit. He said, your sins are forgiven and you will see your child again. Death is not final. It's just a beginning, never ending. Eternity is what's giving, and here is where there is no unborn but the living. And so I repented. No need of dwelling on the past. I'm at rest and assured my child is with my dad, my father who's in heaven. He's the first and last, and I cast all my worries and cares in his hands, and then I stand to help the next do the same.
Woo! I'm doing snaps. I need a snap track. I'm doing snaps and claps in here. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
I could definitely see how that is healing and will, you know, speak to many. Okay. And so we open up with that's beautifully written dedication. And then how does the novella continue?
The introduction, which explains why I wrote the book, and it goes on into the story. The first chapter, My Heart, you know, which explains about my heart condition that I had, which, you know, led up to the reason for the abortion.
Oh, wow. So really handling, dealing with multiple things there. Certainly you had to pull on God and faith and strength, and how important was, you know, really being able to depend on God and faith throughout this. How important was that for you?
It was very important. I mean, throughout, I always went to church all my life, like since I was 7, and then I strayed away from church when I was 18. So, you know, during that 4 years out of church, it was kind of like I was going through a lot. And until I came to the end of myself, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I need God. I heard God calling me, and I just decided, you know, Lord, I need you to turn things around for me. And it just went from there.
Wow. And I like how in the book description you have that there was always a feeling of there has to be something more. There has to be something more. Yeah. You feel like a lot of people feel that way?
Of course, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people tend to turn to other things that aren't even good for them. And you know, they wonder why they keep going through the same situations over and over again, because you know you feel something inside that there you want more. There's more than what you're going through at you know, than your present situation, but you keep turning to the wrong way. You keep going the wrong way, and you're trying to find something to fill that void, and it's not working. So yeah, I do. So yeah, it's a lot of people go through that.
Well, I feel like your book will help. I think your book will definitely help. And when you were writing the book, who was your perfect reader? Like, which age bracket are you really saying this book is really targeted to a certain age bracket?
Teens and young adults.
All right. So those that have youth ministry, teen ministry, definitely, you know, community centers, any of that, it would be great to have this book, you know, to have you thought about book clubs, maybe being able to use your book as one of their, you know, as one of their choices?
Yeah, I did. Well, I thought about, you know, donating some books to the high school libraries.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still looking to do that. I already, you know, put some books in the public libraries and stuff. So I gave some away to, you know, some youth at my church, because I'm also in the youth ministry. So
yes, you say you serve faithfully in multiple ministries at your church. So big shout out there that you're not just sitting on the sidelines, but you are trying to help push ministry and the kingdom forward.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So tell listeners once again how they can purchase a copy of Unborn.
You can go on Amazon. It's available on Amazon. And you can also go through missgimmons.com. And if, you know, if you're local, you know, you can always inbox me and I can mail it to you, or, you know, whatever, however you want me to, you know, give it to you.
All right. There is your personal offer and personal invitation. And I certainly don't want to neglect that you are raising two beautiful children.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them. And so I know you're working on a couple other projects. I definitely also want to give a shout out to your publisher. Yes, yes, yes. Radical Publications.
Yes.
Diamond, yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Radical Publications, Sherelle Hogan's, to be official. And so would you recommend the publishing process to anyone that wants to write a book or write poetry?
Oh, yes. I've been doing that. You know, I'm always recommending her to a whole lot of people. So, yeah, she's good. She's awesome.
All right, and she is Radical, so check out Radical Publications, Sherelle Hogan. Diamond, you will see, we call her affectionately, so friend to the show, so big shout-out there, big shout-out. All right, and so any tips that you would give to someone that wants to, you know, maybe a younger person that wants to write, any tips that you would give them to help get them started?
I would say, you know, to, you know, have a plan in which, you know, direction you want to go with the book, but you just write, you know, because you just have to start, you know, and when you start, it can just go from there, and to try to be, you know, consistent with it, and a lot of prayer, because that's what I have did.
That works well. A lot of prayer.
Yes.
So do you have any upcoming events that you want to let listeners know about, anywhere that you will be in, you know, any local area?
No, not right now. I don't.
Okay, well, we can keep up with you on your Facebook page. And you do, what I love about your Facebook page is that you definitely take pictures of people that have purchased your book. So I love to see those pictures where people have purchased your books and you've got the customer in their book there and you're taking, you know, taking a picture. I love that.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you?
I would have to say Jesus, because without him, I would not be able to do any of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. Well said. Well said. Well, big shout out to you. I tell you what, Sophia, I just love all that you're doing and that you keep pushing, and you are being an example definitely to those that are out looking up to you. So keep on moving on, and thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, you are welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we don't want you to move. We don't want you to go anywhere because coming up in our second segment, we have an artist spotlight. Kenneth Walker, yep, he's hanging out in the virtual green room. And so he's going to be coming up to the mic. He's a singer. He's a composer. He's an entrepreneur. He's a visionary. He's a husband. He's a father. But most importantly, anointed man of God. We're going to be talking about his upcoming release, Embrace Your Worship. We're going to let you hear a single and all that good stuff. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search. Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have you joining us from all across the world, wide web. Hey, big shout out to those that are listening from Charvette.com, those that are listening from my mobile app. Hey, very simply, if you do like to listen to the show from your phone, just go to your app store and just put in Charvette. It's a free app. Download it, grab it, do all that good stuff. And thanks for those that are listening from Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and certainly those coming in from Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Just click on the follow button, and you will be able to get all of my public posts. All right, so we're moving right on in to our second segment. You know, here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we love to chat with artists. Yes, we do. Up and coming, new celebrities, all that good stuff. We just throw it all in the mix. And so we're excited to have Kenneth Walker joining us. Listen, born and raised in Rochester, New York. But I'm telling you what, we're going to learn more about him. Upcoming project, you're going to get to hear some music and all that good jazz. So without further ado, I am bringing Kenneth Walker up to the mic right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, Kenneth. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? God bless you. God bless you.
Awesome. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. Absolutely. All right. So let's jump right on in. When did you first realize that you could sing?
Well, I can recall being in my younger age that my father used to hang around with the children around the piano singing different songs. He used to always ask me to lead the songs. I couldn't understand at the time why, but as time went by, I realized I used to, you know, learn different notes and know different notes that he would offer, you know, have me sing. I would already know what the note is. So as time went by, I just began to realize that maybe I have this gift that I wasn't aware of.
Wow. And so I think that is definitely a key. If you were able to, like, to pick up the notes and kind of hear things maybe your siblings didn't hear, that definitely was an indicator for you. And
absolutely.
So who were your kind of musical influences? Who did you listen to as you were growing up?
Well, growing up, my father, as usual, had us always singing quartet-type songs, group songs. But as I got older, I was influenced by Fred Hammett, the Winans, Minute Standard, those different types of artists.
Wow. Okay, so quartet is dramatically different from Men of Standard. So what did you think about kind of the quartet vibe?
You know what? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because I believe it really taught me to know the difference between using my ear and just, you know, learning the song in general. I love quartet singing to this day, and I use it a lot in my music also.
Okay, wonderful. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, quartet, they have faithful fans. That's one thing about the quartet genre that you cannot take away from them. They have some faithful fans and faithful followers. All right, and so talk about your composer, when you have to put your composer hat on. First of all, there may be some listeners that might be saying, I don't know what a composer is. What is a composer? And then tell us about the times that you actually put on your composer hat.
Well, a composer is someone who takes whatever circumstance they're in, whatever situations they might be in, and whatever mind of thought that they might be in at a particular time, and they put it on paper. They put all their thoughts and their desires. And with me, every time I had to compose a song, I would be in a certain situation, regarding a storm. Most of the time, my most intense worship was in my levels of worst storms growing up.
Wow. Okay, great, great, great. Thanks for sharing about that. All right, so let's talk about this upcoming project. So it's one thing to sing, it's one thing to know you have music ministry, but it's another thing to say, okay, I'm going to put a project out. So what moved you to say I need to put a project out?
Well, this particular project, I've been birthing this thing for it's been years. I know that God had purposed for me to birth this project because whenever I would have a circumstance or situation, I had to, God would give me a song. He would give me, sometimes he would even give me the music before he even give me the lyrics. When I finally realized that this is something that God has purposed for me, it's amazing how God sent different people in my life to actually invest in the purpose that God had for me. And I'm just glad that God has blessed me truthfully in that matter.
All right. So the title, tell us how you decided on the title for the project.
Well, Embrace Your Worship came from, you know, I was at a point in my life when I realized that, you know, the only thing that's keeping me breathing day for day, day from day, my heartbeat, beaten beat for beat. It was the fact that I needed to embrace my worship. It was the only thing that was keeping me going. My worship is my war weapon. And I realized that at a young age. And the fact that I wanted everyone to just to know that God can bring you out of any situation from your worship. You know, your worship is your breakthrough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think movies such as War Room are really, you know, highlighting to people, you know, that fact as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I heard it was a wonderful movie. I haven't seen it yet, but it's got to be very profound, especially when it comes down to, you know, worshiping.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so what tracks, what songs can the listeners expect to hear on this upcoming project?
Well, we're going to put out a single, Trust in God is the first single that's going to be coming out.
Oh, and we got that. We have that for the listeners to hear. So, yes.
Yes, that's my favorite song out of the whole album. I really birthed that song through a couple of situations that I really had to go through back in the past. And I'm really looking forward to people listening to it and blessing people and making them realize that, you know, it's only in your trusting in God that you're going to able to, you know, come out of the fire. We all is going to be have to come out of the fire sometime in our life. And by using your worship as a resource and as a tool, that's going to be your breakthrough.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to let listeners hear Trust in God. What about some of the other singles or tracks on the project?
There's eight altogether. I Give You My Worship is another one. Amazing. It's more of a jazz type song with a lot of beat in there. In Your Presence and Supernatural. It's quite a few in there, different varieties of music on the album.
All right. Wonderful. And so what kind of sound, if someone was new to you and in this project in particular, what kind of sound can they expect to hear?
Well, there's a variety of types of music in this album, anywhere from contemporary Christian, a lot of jazz, a lot of reggae, even a little bit of country music. So they can expect different types of variety of music in this album.
All right. I love it. I love it. We like variety. We absolutely like variety. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. This is our Artist Spotlight with Kenneth Walker. Yes, hanging out with us here live in the virtual studio. Kenneth, let them know why they're listening, how they can connect with you online, on social media, and all that good stuff.
Well, you can hit me up on facebook.com/ITSKCWalker for my Twitter fans, ITSKCWalker, and you can follow me through those two websites.
All right, perfect. You know what, since you set up Trust in God so well, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear that, and then I want to come back after the song and definitely talk about songwriters and how you actually selected that and all that good stuff. So we're going to go ahead and let you hear, listeners, right now, Trust in God by Kenneth Walker. Here you go.
The red. is a man named Jesus Christ who can be your Prince of Peace when you're going through your storm. But all you have to do is trust in Him.
Like, you know what? I'm not alone in this. I am not by myself on this. Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord. My trust level has gotten so much higher over the years. God has brought me out a lot of storms. But I know there's a reason for me having to experience the storms. And I just thank God that I'm able to use my singing to let people realize, look, it's all about your worship. And it's all about you trusting in God in order for you to have your breakthrough.
Amen. There you go. There you go. So when will listeners be able to get a hold of your single?
Well, starting tomorrow, my music is going to be available on iTunes, YouTube. It's going to be available on Amazon, Google Play, and Xbox.
Oh, wonderful. All right. There you go. There you go. Big shout out. So, listeners, you are right in time. Let's give Kenneth a big round of applause. Woo! Release of the singles. And we're right on the heels and the cusp of that. So check it out. Check it out. All right. So did you write that, or did you find writers that could really internalize and take, you know, what you wanted to put out on this project? Were you able to either write them or get other writers?
No, the Lord has graced me to be able to write all of my songs and compose all my music. It's funny, I don't know how to play any instruments, but the way God uses me is I hear the music for every song in my head before I begin to start to write it. So God, it's really divine and miraculous the way He gives me this music.
Wow, that is definitely a gift. And so when you're writing, it literally just comes to you. Is it a long process? Like, do you have to go to the beach and not talk to anyone for a week and get a download, or you just get it, just God just gives it to you?
You know what? Some songs take more longer than others. This particular one, Trusting God, I actually wrote this song in one day sitting on my couch one evening. And that's how I know that it's all God. I take no credit for it. He gave me the lyrics and the music all in one day. So I bless him for that.
Sounds just like us. Sounds just like him. And so what do you want those that pick up your project, that hear your music ministry, what do you want them to get out of your music?
You know, I want people to experience life. Just as when Jesus walked the earth, God gave life, you know. The fact that God is in my life, I want them to experience him in every way. I want them to experience his peace. I want them to experience his love, his unconditional love. I want them to experience his worship. The fact that the worship that we give Christ means everything.
Yes. All right. That's the experience that we want people to have. Well said. Well said. All right. Do you have any upcoming events? Of course, the release of the single is a big one. Any other events that are coming up your way?
Yes, I do. There's a future upcoming concert that's going to be in Washington, D.C. At a church called Praise with Pastor Michael Weinhardt.
Finding
details, just keep up with me on Facebook and Twitter, and you know the following dates.
All right, there you go. And I don't want to leave out that your upbringing, that you graduated from the School of Art in Rochester, New York. Do you feel like New York was a place where that really helped to develop your music and arts and all of that?
Oh, definitely. Well, the School of Arts, it was a great experience for me. I learned a lot regarding, who I am. A lot of my credit goes to School of Arts because they taught me a lot of ways to express my music.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, great. And then you also were recognized and acknowledged certainly for your gift in composing and all of that through those years. So I don't want to leave that out. And you actually, even at age of five, doing solos and all of that. So you just have music embedded in you.
I really want to thank God for the different people that God has placed in my life. You know, this whole entire project couldn't have come to this point if it wasn't for, it's amazing when God has purposed something in you and birthed something in you. He also makes provision for you. And I want to just thank my brother-in-law, Robert Kabungo. He's seen something in me that pretty much got me this far. He invested something that he thought that God has purposed for him to do for me, and I thank God for him. The way that God sent my band, New Wine, I want to just give thanks to Ron, Andrew, and Alex, how they just they cooperated with me, they invested in me, they loved me, and they really wanted to, go as far as they could just to make this all come to pass.
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, your band. I know you have other shout-outs, but I'm so glad you brought up your band because I snuck on YouTube and saw you, and there's actually some YouTube footage of you kind of working with the band, rehearsing with the band, so listeners could go look at that as well.
Absolutely. My brother-in-law, Robert Kabungo, we were initially wanted to go to just we didn't want to go to just any type of studio, so we wanted to give God our best. So we ended up at TBN Studios, thank God. I want to just give thanks to Bonnie. She's cooperated with us and blessed us so much through our whole experience.
Oh, good. Yes. Any other shout-outs?
I just want to give a shout-out to all my soon-to-be fans. I just want to say, I hope you guys love my music. I'm looking forward to, just giving my all in all. And I just want to say God bless you to everybody.
All right. And tell listeners again how they can connect with you on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
They can connect with me through facebook.com/ITSKC Walker and Twitter, ITSKC Walker. And my music should be out there tomorrow. And I hope it's a blessing to those who listen to it.
All right, there you go. All right, and so listeners, we're going to let you actually get a bonus. Yes, yes, yes. We are giving out bonuses today here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And so I want to, Kenneth, I want them actually to hear I Give You Worship as a bonus track that they get to hear. So do you want to set that up for the listeners and tell us a little bit about this song?
Oh, sure. I Give You My Worship. Like I mentioned earlier, it was a point in my life when I realized that the only thing I was able to hold on to while I was going through my storms, while I was homeless, while I was sleeping in my cars, when I had to face the death of my mother, the only thing I had to hold on was my worship. And when I wrote this song, that's what I really wanted to express to other people, that it's your worship that's going to bring you out of your situation. It's your worship that's going to make you feel peace while you're going through your storm. So I thank God for blessing me with that song there.
Amen. All right. I think that's a perfect segue to let his listeners hear I Give You Worship, Kenneth Walker. Here we go.
In life without you, Lord. You not being in my life, life will have no meaning without you, Jesus. But because you love me, I give you all my worship.
I need you now more than I ever needed you before. You're the breath I'm grasping for.
My help from the Lord Jesus, show up. I
Kenneth Walker right there, listeners. Oh, my goodness, you're hearing it right there. You got us. You got an extra bonus right there. Kenneth, thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful song that invokes worship. So thank you. Thank you for that ministry.
Thank you so much, Jonah.
Wonderful. All right, so my last question for you as we wrap things up. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, what motivates me is the desire to fulfill God's purpose in my life. Before I leave this earth, I just want to make sure that I have completed the mission that God has given me and the purpose he has given me. God has given us all an anointing to do something, a gift to do something. And so it's so important that we fulfill that and not end up not receiving the reward that we can receive from him. So that's
yes. Yeah, great motivation. Well, again, it has been awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the release of your single and then certainly the upcoming release of the full project. When can the full project be expected to be out?
At this point, I'm not sure, but it will be sometime in the upcoming year. Just follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and I'll keep you posted.
All right. We'll keep you posted. That is fair enough. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the show.
No problem. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. God bless you as well. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today. Again, as a reminder, connect with me. Let's connect on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. On Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Just click on the follow button. And, of course, go to charvette.com as my main website to hear all past shows and all that good stuff. And thanks again to my mobile app listeners and all of our broadcast stations. We'll see you next week.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.